Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here and welcome back to Digital Poison. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's pulling you into this endless scroll vortex, sucking away precious time and energy? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not powerless against these digital temptations. Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of self-care in the digital age. It's about reclaiming our well-being amidst the constant pings, notifications, and demands of our hyper-connected lives. Think of it as a detox for your soul, a chance to reset, recharge, and rediscover what truly nourishes you. Now, before we dive into the juicy stuff, let me drop 5 game-changing takeaways that will help you navigate this digital jungle like a pro. Firstly, awareness is key, people. Seriously, take a moment to observe your screen time. How much time are you actually spending glued to those screens? You know that feeling when you reach for your phone mindlessly, even though you have absolutely nothing to do? That's your digital addiction calling the shots. Secondly, create boundaries. It's like setting up a fence around your precious time and energy. Designate screen-free zones, dinner table, bedroom places where your phone takes a back seat. You can even set specific times for checking emails or social media, rather than letting those notifications dictate your entire day. Thirdly, cultivate mindful scrolling. Instead of mindlessly swiping through feeds, be intentional about what you consume. Follow accounts that inspire you, that make you think, that add value to your life. And follow anything that leaves you feeling drained, negative, or just plain blah. Remember, social media is a curated highlight reel, not real life. Comparing yourself to others' carefully crafted online personas can be a serious mood killer. Instead, focus on building genuine connections with people in the real world, a good old-fashioned conversation over coffee, a walk in the park, anything that gets you off the screen and into the moment. Lastly, prioritize activities that nourish your soul. This is where things get really personal. What brings you joy? What makes you feel alive? Maybe it's painting, playing music, reading, hiking, or simply spending time in nature. Whatever it is, make time for it, schedule it in your calendar, treat it like an important appointment with yourself. Think about a time when you felt totally engrossed in an activity, so absorbed that the outside world just faded away. That's the power of being present and truly engaged. Those moments of flow and joy are what life is all about. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a graphic designer who spends her days glued to a computer screen. She's constantly checking emails, scrolling through social media, and responding to client messages. It's like she's on this digital hamster wheel, running but getting nowhere fast. She starts feeling burned out, exhausted, and uninspired. The joy in her work has faded, replaced by a sense of dread. She knows she needs a change, but where does she even begin? Well, Sarah realizes that she's not alone in this struggle. She joins an online community for creators who are striving to find balance in the digital age. They share tips, tricks, and support each other on their journey. Sarah starts setting boundaries with her work, no checking emails after 6 p.m, dedicated time for creative projects, and screen-free weekends. She rediscovers her passion for painting, joins a hiking group, and even takes up yoga. Slowly but surely, she starts to feel the difference. She's more focused, energized, and fulfilled. Her work improves, her relationships deepen, and she finally feels like she's living life on her own terms, not just reacting to the constant pings and notifications of the digital world. So, here's the takeaway. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about taking intentional steps to nurture your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Remember, you have the power to reclaim your time, your energy, and your happiness. Start by being mindful of your screen time, setting boundaries, and prioritizing activities that bring you joy. You deserve a life that is both connected and balanced, a life where technology enhances your experience rather than controls it. Now go out there and make some magic happen. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of digital detox wisdom. Until then, stay mindful, stay empowered, and keep those screens at bay whenever you can.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.